Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We want to invite all of us into the journey of the Bible, the book of James. And this time, we want to look at chapter number 3 from verses 13 to 18. The book of James is about the tongue. This chapter is about the tongue. It's about the power of the tongue. And we discover how the tongue or the power of the tongue can be controlled by God alone. We say that nobody can control the tongue and nobody can control the power of the tongue. From the tongue, there is life, there is death. And whoever loves their tongue will eat the best thereof. Having known that you can speak death through the tongue, you can cause fire through the tongue. Having known that the poison of hell can come through the tongue, having known that the tongue can be able to produce fresh water and salty water, having known that the tongue can cause a fire in the forest and destroy the whole of the forest, the whole of humanity. You know, there are people who have destroyed the whole community of believers through their tongue. Having known that the tongue can be able, or the power of the tongue can be able to steer even a big ship in the storm. That's the way it is. When it is very stormy and the ship could have been destroyed by the storms, but the rudder, the small tongue, can also be able to save it. Having known that a horse, as no matter how strong it is, can be able to be controlled by bits and bridles. We come to ask ourselves here then, what can we do to make sure that the tongue is controlled? So today, we want to look at where to plug in the tongue. I want you to picture a phone, the one that can be able maybe to sing, that the one that can be able to produce sound, or you can talk through. But that phone, for it to continue having power, it must be connected to the source of power. If you unplug it from the source of power, you kill the power of that phone or that microphone, whatever it is that was talking. And so now James looks beyond the tongue and he looks at the source in which or through which the tongue gets its power. And the source is the heart. The mouth does not have its own power. Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we need now to go beyond and ask, if we want to control the tongue, we must control our hearts. We must control the place in which the mouth or the tongue get its power. And the power of the tongue is called wisdom. And James compares two or three wisdoms, or no, in the type of wisdom. He talked about wisdom that is from above, that is from God, and that is the wisdom, and that the wisdom that God gives is the one that he said, if you do not have, we ask of this wisdom. He said, this wisdom is the one that we study the scripture, and we get wisdom. There is a study that he said we become doers of the word, and that wisdom is transferred. There is the wisdom that we get when we have groups, discussions. We come together and we dialogue with each other. In this wisdom, we can get it. So if we work on the source of wisdom, or the source or the wisdom, the type of wisdom where the tongue is plugged in, we'll never say it was a slip of the tongue, because the tongue gets its power when the heart is full. So James says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. So you see, James now also now talks about that if we harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in our hearts, tell me what happens. Whatever is happening in our hearts, it will come through the tongue or through the mouth. It will come, it will be shown through the deeds. That's why he's saying that who is wise and understanding among you, let them show it by their good life. You see, what is in the heart is shown through the mouth, is shown through the deeds, is shown through the life, is shown or comes out through what we call the wisdom. So we will be known as people who are wise, either through deeds or what we speak, by what is in our hearts. If we have a bitterness and selfish ambition in our hearts, if we have those boastings and we deny the truth, so in our hearts there's no truth, that kind of wisdom, and this wisdom is in quotes because it's not little wisdom, it's not godly wisdom, but it is wisdom because it is application of the knowledge. Because by the definition of wisdom is application of knowledge, whether it's negative or positive. This wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly and spiritual and demonic. So this is this type of wisdom, one type of wisdom we're talking about here, that will be shown through the mouth or through the deeds, is that wisdom that comes from a heart that does not have the truth, that harbor bitterness, that harbor issues, bitter issues of life. These will bring out, you know, wisdom that is not from heaven, but it is from earth, or it is earthly. That means it only talks about the earth and the things that can happen here. It is unspiritual, doesn't have the spirit of God, but it's also demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you fight disorder and every evil practice. Continue to say that not only that there comes through the mouth, what is in our hearts is manifested. Selfish ambition, disorder, and every evil practice also comes out because we have humbled demonic and spiritual and earthly wisdom. That is one of the wisdom which we need to know, that it can be the source of what the tongue was speaking. So do you want to control our speaking? Control the heart. Control this demonic, this unspiritual, this earthly wisdom. If we work on it, it will not show through the mouth or the tongue. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first all pure. This is now the second wisdom we have talked about. It is all pure. It comes from heaven. It's all pure. Then it is peace loving. It is considerate. It is submissive, full of mercy, of good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Now, you see, this is the wisdom that comes from heaven. This wisdom comes from heaven, is harbored in our hearts, is stored in our hearts. If our mouth is connected to this kind of wisdom, the abundance of this kind of heart that have got this wisdom, which is peace-loving, which considerates and submissive, which is merciful, which is impartial and sincere, it will definitely be manifested through the tongue. And so this is one way we say that this heart or this mouth was plugged in or connected to the right source of submission or wisdom. So you say that this is also peace-loving, who make peacemaker, who sow in peace, reap a harvest of righteousness. So the key thing that James was talking about here is that we cannot be able to control the tongue. Only God can control the tongue. We also need to understand that if we want to see difference in what comes out of the heart, of the mouth or the tongue, we must work on our heart, because from the abundance of the heart, it is produced through the mouth and through actions and through practices that we have here on earth. And we can only be able to discern where our wisdom coming from, or what kind of wisdom we have. And we had said that we have got two kind of wisdom, or three kind of spirit. Wisdom that is from God, from heaven. Wisdom that is from demons or demonic. And wisdom that is from men. These are three wisdoms. And we can be able to know which one is applying at every time. When we know which one, we call it, we are discerning. So can God give us the power to discern from where one person is speaking from? So James is telling the missionary team, the minority believers living in the majority unbelievers, that they have a mission. They have a mission of God. They are to become a blessing. He had first talked about, don't just teach if you have not worked on your heart. He was not forbidding teaching for the sake of forbidding. He was saying, don't teach. Do not engage in teaching if you have not worked on the source. And let your teaching come from the heart. That is a transformative kind of learning. It is coming from the right source. You have worked on the source. And with that, you'll be able to empower and impact the nations for God. Father, we give ourselves for you. Help us, Lord, to plug our hearts, to plug our mouth, to plug our tongues in the right source of wisdom, in the right source of heart, so that from the abundance of the heart, our mouth will speak. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you control us to speak the right words. In Jesus' name.